If you really are doing bioethics, it's to help patients. If they're suffering, your duty is to take positions that minimize that. If things look inequitable, say pre-approval access and trying to help people who have run out of options, your duty is, once you understand what's going on, to try and find a way, if you can, to help them. Respect family autonomy when it comes to end-of-life care decision-making. Not that I always agree with what the family wanted, but I don't have to. Sometimes it's making sure that you're defending the position that gives the authority to the person you think is best, say the husband, as opposed to the President of the United States or the Speaker of the Senate or the head of National Right to Life or whoever it might be, who I don't think are as qualified to make those intimate decisions.